Afternoon, Literati. I'm with the Sarah James Pride and Literary Agency. We are 3.5 agents in New York City. Steve Schwartz is looking for espionage and thriller and guy stuff in fiction. Jessica Sintheimer is looking for 20-something edgy urban hip type stuff, some urban fantasy. I actually began my career with an editorial business called Joie de Livre, and I worked on fiction for publishers more than I have done so as an agent, but I've been doing a lot of firsts lately, my first young adult project, my first children's book as an agent, so I'm very, very open to seeing different kinds of fiction, and I keep joking that when it comes to fiction, I have premise envy, because I would really love to take on some new clients.
Thanks, Catherine. My name is April Everhart, I'm an agent with Reese Halsey Norris, based in Tiburon. There are only three of us, three women. I work out of San Francisco. Kimberly works mostly out of Paris, and my colleague Elizabeth Evans just opened our New York office. So even though we say we're based in Tiburon, we try to cover the world. We do a whole range of fiction and nonfiction. I am really the fiction girl. I just love fiction. I worked for Zoetrope for 3 years as their head reader. We've read 20,000 manuscripts, short story manuscripts, to pick 10 a quarter, and I'm just an inveterate reader. I guess the types of fiction, I'll hold up two examples. I love interlinked collections of short stories. So whoever can write the next Girl's Guide to Hunting and Fishing by Melissa Bank has my ear. The second type I would mention would be the novel Ann Packer's The Dive from Clausen's Pier. I think it's just the gold standard for that sort of book. But I really, you know, I like to say I specialize in sort of fiction for midlife women. But what I don't want to hear is the sad little tale. We all have them. We know people who are going through terrible things in midlife. I'm looking for the quirky thing, the 60-year-old woman whose husband leaves her for another man. And instead of, you know, drowning herself in the bathtub, she takes up skateboarding or has an affair with her 25-year-old yoga instructor, male or female, or rents an RV and travels around the world, or the country, rather. I guess you can't make it close. But those are the kinds of things I'm looking for. So you know, serious fiction, but with a quirk, a premise, a sense of humor. Hope that helps.
So, questions?
Yes.
Imagine, if you will, that a first-time novelist had the audacity to send you a query letter, which was promptly rejected. And then she came to conferences and things like that and studied and boned up on her query letter.
The question is, would you accept a second query from an author after she's gone and learned a lot? And who wants to answer that?
I'll take that. I mean, the question is, do we give second chances? And certainly, of course. Strangely, writers tend to get better. I would ask one myself the question, if I were this hypothetical author, is the book really better? Is it really ready? Have I really overhauled it? You know, getting a couple of substantive rejections and changing the manuscript 3 weeks later, feeling ready to send it out, chances are it's not really that different, not really ready. So I'd be brutally honest. The second chance?
As a practical matter, we all get hundreds of query letters a week. So the chance that I'm going to remember the first time, especially if you sent it the old-fashioned way, if you sent it by regular mail with a self-addressed stamped envelope, I don't make copies of them, so I just return them to you in the self-addressed stamped envelope, and trust me, I won't remember it.
Very few agents track submissions. My colleague Janet Reed does. She actually keeps track of things that she liked or interacted with the author with, but most of us don't. We all have a kind of permanent deja vu, at least in my office. Did we see this? Did we not see this? And I think writers often believe that we do have a kind of central computer where we're blacklisting you all the time. Everything you say or do, but truly we don't.
Okay, next question. Yes.
Okay. What if, you know, we speak to people, spoke to several of you guys when I was here, you wanted to. And when I got your book, I decided, gosh, I better just rewrite my book first, according to the thing. So I did that, and then...
That was first book, by the way.
But my question is, let's say you don't have a third of a book.
The question is, do you...
Yes, it's a first novel.
Would you read the second go-around, but the book isn't finished?
For me, no. Because if I'm going to look at the whole manuscript. And so if I look at, I'll probably, first I ask you to look at your first couple of chapters. Well, it's not going to take me that long to read your first couple of chapters and your synopsis. And if I like it, I'm going to come back and say, I want to see the whole manuscript. And at that point, you're going to have to kind of stutter and dance and say, well, that's not quite ready. So for me, I think for most of us, we're not going to make a decision to represent her on a part of a novel, because there are so many things that can go wrong in the different sections of the novel. The middle could, you know, really have that slump and lose the action and not and lose the momentum. The ending could be really unsatisfactory. And I might love it up until like the last two-thirds and go, oh, wait, listen, all the wheels came off of it. So we're not going to make a commitment about a novel until we can do the whole thing. So you're probably not ready to start showing it to anyone until you have all the things.
Generally, I would agree with that advice, except that there are exceptions. I was at a writer's conference in Colorado a couple of years, well, 5-6 years ago. And we were supposed to sit at a table at lunch with people working in a particular genre. I happened to be assigned to sit at the table for people writing fantasy fiction. Fine. By the time I got there, there was one chair left at the table, and two collaborators had managed to position themselves on either side of me. My ear, and they said, if you read 4 pages of our prologue, you will want to represent our book. Can I have my salad? All right, let's just get this over with. I said, okay, hand me the 4 pages. They did. They were fabulous. I can tell you the 4 pages when you want to read this book. They were really amazing. And I said, guys, this is great. I've got to give me the manuscript, send it to me, when we're done, let's talk. We'll go further with this. About 5 or 6 weeks later, the manuscript showed up. It was wonderful. I sold it to HarperCollins. There was a 3-book trilogy that they're all out now. And did pretty well. Sold them in foreign countries and so forth. But they didn't tell me at lunch. Because they had only written 75 pages. Five or 6 weeks later, and they had day jobs. I don't know how they did this. But 5 or 6 weeks later, they had the complete first draft. Yeah. So I guess maybe a little bit of encouragement can be a spur. I don't know. Generally speaking, I would say the end of your book is going to change the beginning of your book, likely. Go all the way through with it. Don't do what those guys did. That's like kind of a fluke, but it's a big story.
Norman Mailer once said that a first novelist does not know how his book is going to turn out until after he's finished it. So I listened to Norman, and that's how it works. He has a question in the back.
Might be more of an editor question, I'm not sure, but I'll pose it to you guys. Does anybody want to see a prologue anymore?
Does anyone want to see a prologue anymore?
No.
Why?
There's a longer answer. I'm sorry, I don't need to dominate the microphone here, but I have strong feelings about prologues. Most prologues don't work. Look, I can show you plenty of examples in published fiction where prologues do work, and I can explain, and I do in my workshops, why they work when they work. But most of the time, in manuscripts, they do not work. If you can avoid the prologue until you figure out what it is that makes them work, just try to avoid it. Let's just get into the story. That's my advice.
Anyone else? Opposing viewpoint?
Well, just to be opposing. sometimes a manuscript does sort of lead you to the conclusion that there is no other way that you think you can make a certain aspect of the novel work except for a prologue. That's definitely the exception rather than the rule. I mean, it's sort of, sometimes I think it shows the inexperience of a novelist to feel that they have to have a prologue, and they could probably solve the problem in a much more sophisticated and interesting way by avoiding the prologue. But every once in a while, it's like, yeah, this just really calls for a prologue.
I think sometimes the only reason for a prologue is to get the reader hooked. Because so many people have what we call the weather, that they need the background, and sometimes they need the prologue to hook the reader, and then they can go back to the weather.
Those hooky prologues don't hook me, though. Because they're usually just so short and shallow that they, you know, they don't get on much humor.
How much detail are you, in particular, looking for in a synopsis? I know that there's
what?
Detail. Detail of the novel. Are you looking for subplots? Are you looking for the secondary characters?
In what?
In a synopsis.
Ah.
Okay. How much detail are you looking for in a synopsis?
I can answer that.
And
to me, the synopsis is less important. I would say make it really short. To me, the truth is in the writing. So I would much rather have a brief synopsis and then between 25 and 50 pages of the manuscript with your synopsis than have you spend a lot of energy on the synopsis. When we see the writing, then we know whether it's right. So my personal view is don't sweat the synopsis. Make it short, sweet, to the point, and then show us the writing.
Can you design a brief?
I'll give you an even...
Oh, okay. I was going to say... That's such a good question. I think everybody should say what they like to see when you're about to query them.